Good day and welcome to Natural Health Dialogue. I'm Joseph Palmer, the announcer of naturopathic doctor Randy Lee. Good day, Randy.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Joseph.
All right. So we live in a toxic world. If you can picture in your mind right now smokestacks like from the cartoons, or just picture Hong Kong with the pollution hanging over. But that's not all we're going to talk about. I mean, how do we live in a world like that? Randy's going to help us today as we get some depth of insight on cleansing.
I kind of named this dialogue Clean Start, getting a clean start, because it's the first of the year and we wanted to talk about getting a fresh perspective on things. You mentioned the soot coming out of the chimney. We live in a toxic world. We breathe pollution all day long. We drive our cars in polluted car exhaust. Our food is full of preservatives and dyes.
Now, I don't really think about that. I'm living my life. I can't see them. I don't think about what toxins are going in my body. I don't think about fumes coming off of the plastics or the vinyl in my house, you know?
No. And then there's also things like all the pesticides and cleaners that we use. Those are toxic. Our body needs elimination. And quite frankly, many of my customers that come to the store confess to me that they don't have good elimination. They don't even go to the bathroom every day. And so we're getting all these toxins in and we're not getting stuff out.
So wait a minute. Are you saying that stuff comes in and it doesn't go out, those kinds of toxins you're talking about?
Absolutely. They get stored in your tissues. They get lost in your bloodstream. They build up as plaque in your mouth or in your gums or in your tissues, anywhere in your body. We become just as toxic as the environment in which we live.
And so why does that matter to me? I mean, does it really hurt me?
It keeps any of your body systems from working at top efficiency. It's like driving your car with sludge instead of oil in the oil lines. It's like putting gasoline in your car that's full of disallowing additives. And so the body just doesn't work as well when it's all gunked up.
Okay, well, what can we do about it?
Okay, I like to start the year off with doing some cleansing. It's the time when people are making New Year's resolutions. It's the time when they're saying, I need a fresh start. It's kind of like getting a do-over. And so we start off with a do-over with our bodies. Let's get it cleaned up and ready to function for the year. This is pretty much non-worldwide. All of our major cultures of the world have things that they do for cleansing all the time. I was reading about the Pennsylvania Dutch people who ate wild greens with lettuce and dandelions and things like that, particularly in January, because it was a cleansing thing. The Native American Indians made a black tea out of yaupon hollies, which produced sweating and bowel evacuation. They did that particularly at the first part of the year.
So this is not a new thing that the natural health industry has made up to sort of, you know, get people to spend more money.
Quite the contrary. When I was a kid, my mom used to give us special things in January to do a detoxing for us. And we've gotten away from that. So it's not that it's a new thing. It's an old thing that's been forgotten and kind of lost. And we need to get back to it. Even subjects like fasting become important because we can let the body do much of its own work. God built our bodies to be able to clean themselves, given the right amount of time. I once was talking to somebody about, why do you suppose God made it so that we needed to sleep every night? Why couldn't we just be up 24 hours?
Mm-hmm.
And what most people don't realize is that while you're awake, you control what your body does. You tell your left arm to raise and it raises. Whatever you ask your body to do, that's what it does. And so some of those behind-the-scenes cleansing things don't get done. When you go to sleep, then your autonomic system takes over and you don't think about it and you don't do anything about it and your body has the freedom to do its own thing. Mm. And the primary thing that the body does while you're sleeping is detoxify. That's the reason when you get up first thing in the morning, the first thing you do is run to the bathroom.
Right.
The The urine is more toxic. The waste is there and cleaned out because overnight your body has been cleaning all of that kind of stuff out. Hmm. So you're getting daily cleansing. Mm-hmm. You're just not getting that full-time cleansing that we like to do during January.
Okay. No, I'm not a cleansing expert, but when I think cleanse, I'm thinking it's going to send me to the bathroom 5 million times in a day.
Actually, it shouldn't really increase the amount of times that you go to the bathroom, but it should increase the productiveness of your going to the bathroom. Mm. I have lots of people that go to the bathroom and they sit there for long minutes or multiple minutes for a very long time waiting, trying, either constipated or even diarrhea, but they're not having productive bowel movements where they're actually just getting rid of body waste.
Mm. Okay. So that is not something that I'm thinking incorrectly about cleansing.
Yeah, cleansing is involved in going to the bathroom. Your body has several different eliminative organs. Sweating is good for us because we get rid of things through our pores. Exercise is good for us because as we breathe, we're cleaning things out of our lungs and out of our respiratory system. So many things that we do automatically do small amounts of cleansing. But I like to use January to say, let me do house cleaning. Let's do spring cleaning in January every year.
Winter spring cleaning.
Yeah, rather than the daily little bits of things that we do day to day to day, let's really try to clean things up. And so we have special herbs that work on cleansing the organs. Coming to mind is milk thistle that we use to clean out the liver. Mm. We use burdock root to clean out the bloodstream. We have all kinds of herbs that clean out the intestine and the bowel. And quite frankly, if the intestine and bowel aren't cleaned out, nothing else can clean out because it all ends up being dumped through the bowel anyway.
Right.
So if you're taking something to stimulate the cleansing momentum, then you get a better cleanse. And that's what we like to do.
Okay. So, and just to let everybody know, we're going to be on this topic for the next 4 podcasts. We're not going to cover everything in this 10 minutes, but you are going to get an overview as you're seeing here. So what else, you know, you do cleansing.
I do cleansing.
At a frequency.
Yes.
And how do you feel when you're done with whatever cleansing? Do you feel differently with different cleanses?
Absolutely. Everybody that I talk to who has some kind of a cleansing regimen always says they feel, it's sort of like you always feel better after you exercise. You exercise and then you rest and then you feel better. Well, the body works the same way. As you clean things out and they function better, why do we get oil changes in our car?
Right.
You know, every 3,000 miles you go get the oil change because the old oil is sludged up. Mm-hmm. Well, your bloodstream gets sludged up. Your respiratory system gets sludged up. Certainly your bowel gets sludged up. It's interesting to me. When we have a baby, we feed the baby, and we know that 30 to 45 minutes later, we're going to be changing a diaper. Mm-hmm. Because the body's system has not been toxified enough to get out of the regimen. And the regimen is we eat, we move around a little bit, and we get rid of waste. Mm-hmm. And then we get a baby, we finally get them potty trained, and we're so excited. I finally got Junior potty trained. And the next time he says, Mommy, Mommy, or Daddy, Daddy, I need to go potty, we say, wait just a minute and we'll find some place for you to go. Hmm. So immediately after we teach them to be potty trained, to hold it, we start making them hold it. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, you get to be an adult and you're just not going to the bathroom hardly at all because you hold it all the time. Mm. And sometimes it's not convenient at that moment to go to the bathroom, but you do need to do that in order to get rid of the waste. And the more you hold it, the more it loses water and gets sticky and sticks to the linings of your colon and the linings of your intestine. And so it just stays there. Then it takes a cleanse to get rid of it rather than a normal bowel movement.
And how often should we cleanse?
Cleansing needs to be regularly. Of course, every time you go to the bathroom, you're doing minor cleansing. But these major cleanses, I recommend that people do that as a minimum once or twice a year, preferably okay. Once a quarter. In my own cleansing program that we'll talk about in the next podcast, I do some kind of body system cleanse on a monthly basis. One bottle of capsules that I take to cleanse one particular part of the body. But some kind of a total body cleanse. I do those twice a year, and I start off in January with the most harsh, I'll call it harsh. It doesn't tie me to the bathroom, but one that guarantees that I'm going to have cleansing of my body and cleansing primarily of my colon mm-hmm. in the January timeframe. So 2 to 4 times a year would be a great cleansing program. Oh.
All right. Well, we're running low on our time here. Actually, we're a little bit over time. Let me ask you just one more question. Do cleanses hurt?
Cleanses do not hurt.
Okay.
Cleanses are helpful. They should never, ever hurt. They should never, ever interrupt your daily activities. So I recommend that people start the year with resolutions, and one of those resolutions would be to make my body cleaner throughout the year as we go into this new year.
Very good. Well, that's the end of our podcast today. Stay tuned to the next 3 podcasts as they'll be covering different aspects of cleansing. Once again, I'm Joseph here with naturopathic Dr.
Randy Lee, and thanks for inviting me to do this.